This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Burt Show.
Kristen was telling us last week it was very concerning for her family. A valuable family member had gone missing.
Horsey is MIA. Horsey being Jimmy's lovey. The lovey that he hand-selected as a child that he sleeps with every single night. Now, a Burt Show listener was kind enough to give me a heads up. You need to get a backup Horsey.
Yeah, that was smart. That is one of the greatest parenting tips I've ever heard in my life.
So I immediately went to Amazon, and this was actually a gift somebody had given him. So I had to do some like digging, but found the exact same horsey and got it back up. Well, there we are at Disney, the happiest place on earth. And Bart and I realized after we left and got to our next destination, which was the beach, horsey was gone.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. We searched through all of our luggage, no horsey. And I'm like, we must have left it in the bed at the hotel.
Were you guys just waiting for a ransom note?
Yeah. The letters cut out of a magazine sent to us at Amelia Island. We have your horsey.
And then you would say,
Cinderella's castle at noon to get it back.
Would you say if you get that call that you have a very particular set of... What's it called?
Skills.
Right, to get horsey back. Yeah.
We all know I have no skills. That's not going to happen. So I called Disney, and they're like, yes, almost every place has a lost and found. Go online, fill out the form. She was going to contact housekeeping. They were going to call me back in 45 minutes. That was about a week ago. Never heard anything. However, I did get an email from Disney's Contemporary Resort. Lost item update.
Ooh.
Dear Kristen, thank you for your patience as the search for your lost item continues.
Oh.
Please be assured that the report will remain in the system, and should the item be found, you will be notified immediately.
Nobody's looking for that thing.
Not even a second.
If they just happen to find it, they happen to find it. But there's no Lost and Found Investigation Disney Team. I am guessing.
CSI
that is going through the park with like black light, spraying down powder. Man, that's not happening.
What is it? You have 24 hours or else the odds of finding him are gone forever.
48. If you don't get a lead in the first 48, then it's going to be a cold case forever.
I believe they are searching for Horsey though, because one time at Disney, I put two pairs of underwear in a laundry bag and didn't attach my room number to it at all, and it was the only underwear I had, and I frantically called and said, listen, there's a generic laundry bag with two generic pairs of laundry floating around in this hotel somewhere. There are no identifying marks on it at all, no tag, but I need it back, and they delivered it back.
I assure you that they didn't look for it. They stumbled upon it, and they found it, and they put it all together, but there is no team that is looking for your lost crap at Disney.
There is a SWAT team. There is a Disney SWAT team recovery.
Was the email written where the letters all messed up because they're trying to type with like those Mickey fingers?
Yeah.
So you couldn't even make it out?
It's a little hard to decipher, but I figured it out.
Was it in Disney font, the whole one?
No. It was in that SpongeBob SquarePants font.
All right, so we will all be waiting intently.
Yeah, with bated breath, yeah, I'm sure.
As they continue to search the park today, I'm sure.
Adios, horsey.
Every square inch. All right, our intern Caroline, interesting. She's got, you own some Airbnbs. One of them you're concerned about because your status has been suspended.
Yeah, I got suspended for 48 hours, and I don't know if I should report the guy for what he was doing. And this time it was very interesting. It was on a Sunday evening. They booked around 7 o'clock, showed up around 7:30. And banged it out for a few hours and then left.
Banged it out
Got
for
it.
A few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then checked out?
Checked out, completely.
They had a specific need. They weren't spending the night. They just needed a few hours to get some stuff done.
She was saying, oh, God, this time.
How do you know they banged it out for a few hours?
Oh, I can hear it.
So the Airbnb is in, it's in your house.
Yeah, it's connected
to
shared, my house.
You know how they have, like,
it's
can actually get a
space.
Home?
Oh, okay,
yeah,
got it. I was like, girl, you cannot film them without their consent.
No. It's not shared at all. It's completely private. It says that on the listing, but it's connected to our house. So we can hear everything. So.
And you've told us this before, that people will come in on into the Airbnbs, and they're using it for their side pieces, and then they check out a couple of minutes later when he's done, and then you never see him again.
They love it. And this time it was interesting because...
You have a legal whorehouse.
I do. I do. I really, really do.
You're
oh, my gosh.
Model.
That's the best way of putting it.
She's so excited and enthusiastic about this.
There's some whorehouse in her house.
But this time they left. They showed up around 7, left at 9:51.
Is this a couple that has been there before?
No.
No, this is new.
Never.
All right, word's getting around. Word's getting around.
Brand new couple. So they showed up, bang it out, leave. And they're gone all night long. Well, me being here as an intern, I have to be here pretty dang early. So when I left my house that morning, they were still not there. They had come back at 6:09, and my husband and I didn't think to check the cameras. And our son asked if he could go in there because he likes to go in there and play. Oh. And my son, my husband said yes, not knowing they had come back.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
So. My son opened the door for like 2.5 seconds and the guy said, excuse me. And my son shut the door immediately. My husband said, I'm sorry. And they left like within 3 minutes, like within 3 to 5 minutes, they were gone out of our house. 30 minutes later, we get a message from Airbnb saying our account had been suspended for 48 hours because of a safety violation.
So this dude reported you that somebody came into the house while he was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, they had it rented till when?
Till 10 o'clock that morning.
Right. And so I mean, he's got a case.
He had a case. And we explained to them what happened and this, that, and the other. And it scared me a lot because we had never had anything like this happen before. And quite frankly, like, it just freaked me out. It really, really freaked me out because this is our source of income and how we make money. And when it was, so we couldn't get any bookings for 48 hours. They looked into it and they said, if it happens again, you will be off the platform because it says specifically in the rules that if you realize there are human trafficking things going on, you can report it. So I was in the boat, like, do I tell Airbnb, like, I know what you're doing.
But that's not really human trafficking that's going on in there.
Even though I got video of her or him giving her money on the camera.
You don't know what that's for.
You don't know what the money's for.
Yeah, prostitution, trafficking. Now, those are two different things.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So I just didn't know whether or not I should say anything or not, but they came back and said it was all fine. Found us.
Well, I mean, I can't blame them, to be honest with you. That sucks for your kid to get startled like that. But at the end of the day, they had the place until 10 o'clock. So it sounds like it was handled by the book.
It was, it was so scary to think that we could be taken off that platform over something small.
Sure.
It freaks me out.
Sure.
And just don't have any more sex in my Airbnb, please.
That's never going to happen.
You want to put that under the rules and regulations? Make sure you load the dishwasher and you don't bone.
Yeah, okay.
You will never have anybody renting there ever again.
Never.
The Burt Show.